right, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Happy Friday. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
I need to give you props for bringing this to the forefront of this little insurance commercial and an absolute heater that was dropped made up of, how many different boy bands were there?
Quite a few. There's Wanya Morris from Boys to Men, Joey Fatone, NSYNC, Nick Lachey, 98 Degrees, and Joey McIntyre from New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, triple A insurance commercial. This is the song. No matter what goes wrong in life, baby, we'll make it right. Yeah. I mean, it's, it's a fake boy band called Boys No More.
It's genius.
But it's like a 2-minute legit song.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty funny.
Straight fire.
I was going to say, it's a heater. They've dropped the heater on us.
Music video. They've got like a manager, right?
Oh, I mean, the music video is straight out of like late 90s, early 2000s.
Yep.
Boy band. They're all dancing, no pun intended, in sync. And yeah, it's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, you spend the morning at least checking that out on the website, WDJX.com, the video.
The choreography on point. And, of course, they sign autographs with the AAA insurance website.
Yeah, I mean, and good for the insurance company, because I've never heard of that insurance company up until now. But
yeah, I didn't either. Maybe they're trying to really, like, you know, market the brand. I'm like, hey, AAA, this is what we do, too.
Right.
We do this, too.
Right.
And Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show.
I have an instrument in my hand, and it is a fashioned Kleenex that has, like, almost like a unicorn spike on the end of it. And I'm going to use this to shove up my nose to attempt to get myself to sneeze. And what we're trying to do is the sneeze with your eyes open trend.
Trend? We're calling this a trend.
It is a trend, Kelly. We didn't make
it. One person on TikTok was successful at doing this, and now the world has to try it.
Again, you can always tell when Kelly doesn't want to do the little stunts and things that we
like
have
right
planned.
Now.
When she's just like, this is dumb. I don't want to do this.
Dumb, stupid show.
What are we, sheep?
Yes. I mean,
all right. So what do you have in front of you? What are you going to shove up your nose?
I just went and got some Q-tips out of the bathroom.
Okay. Q-tips. All right. So the girl she's referring to is Isabel. She's adorable.
She is cute. She laughs at herself.
Yes.
Because she totally kept her eyes open.
Yes, she kept her eyes open. Okay, so if you're following along at 997DJX or on social media, you can watch this all go down. All right. Do you want to try first, Kelly?
I just doubt I'm going to be able to make myself sneeze.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
how far do I have to stick it up there?
That's what she said.
This is another reason why I don't want to do this.
That's what she said. All right.
Another reason.
All right. So it is the challenge of sneezing with your eyes open. So, Kelly, your eyes have to be open.
Got it.
You go first.
All right.
All right. She's shoving the Q-tip up her nose.
How far I have to go? COVID test.
I know. You sure?
Anything?
I'm not sneezing. Uh-uh.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Try on the other side. Almost.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I can't do it. It's not making me sneeze.
Right, try one more time.
I'll try another one.
Try one more time. Again, if you're just tuning in.
Someone get a screenshot of this. This is really
Kelly
attractive.
Kelly is trying to make herself sneeze.
No, I got nothing.
Are you being too rough? Are you
I'm being very gentle. I'm going up like far to. Does your nose have a gag reflex? I don't.
Does your nose have a gag reflex? All right.
I'm making my eyes water, but it's not making me sneeze.
All right.
This is my attempt. I'm shoving it. Oh.
Yeah. It makes your eyes water, doesn't it? It's not pleasant. It's not pleasant. This is going to end in failure.
Snort.
See, this is what happens when you don't do a test run.
Oh, God.
Gosh, you leave it in there. Yeah.
Oh, God, it's up there high.
Yeah.
I've shoved it in there really far.
Yeah. I'm twisting.
Oh, my eyes are watering.
I coughed. That was not a sneeze.
That
made
me.
And my eyes were closed, pretty sure. You have to get a screenshot.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. It's not easy to try to sneeze on demand.
I am crying right now.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's making me cough. Again.
You're doing it wrong, man.
Well, how do you do it better than shoving it up your nose?
Oh, God. You gotta sneeze.
I kept my eyes open.
You gotta sneeze. Okay, all right.
So I kept my eyes open coughing.
All right, so maybe
how many more of these do I'm going through an entire box.
You're not reusing your Q-tip?
Oh, yes, I am. I've gone through four. This is number five.
Oh, my gosh.
Because then it gets slimy and gross.
All right, so again, this is the last attempt.
Wasn't nearly as cute as the girl in the TikTok video.
Gosh, she was adorable. Bethany says, make sure to clip Ben saying, I shoved it up there really far.
Why is it making me gag when I put things up my nose? That seems weird.
All right, hang on. Oh, gosh.
Oh, somebody wait, I'm grabbing a screenshot.
Okay, hang on. Hang on, we're close.
You're turning so red.
We're close.
Is it coming?
We're close.
Come on. Do it for the show. Sneeze, man.
I had it.
And then it went away.
God. Okay.
Oh,
wait.
Gosh.
I was there. I was so close.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no, text message, y'all, worse than children. Oh. Yes, no, we are.
Oh, I'm
1,000%.
But look
and
at...
In fact, if your kids decide that they want to spend the afternoon shoving things up their nose, blame Ben Davis.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God.
This is really dumb.
Oh, it's going up there. Oh, it's going... Oh, my God, it's going far. If you are just tuning in, we're trying to get ourselves to sneeze.
Oh, wow.
With our eyes open.
Yeah, Allison, the new button bar contributions from this segment are amazing.
Hang on. I'm almost there. Oh, God. Hang on.
Eyes are open.
Okay.
Eyes are open on
that
one.
All right. We'll go ahead.
It's like a cough. We're just going to try.
We're going to give it to Kelly.
Cough sneeze. Thank you. Tammy's like, just try pepper. I'm not snorting pepper for the show, Tammy. I'm not.
I was trying my hardest to shove it up there pretty far.
Yeah, that's what she said.
All right. Well, that was a great attempt. Thank you, Kelly.
Was it? Really?
Yeah.
Chelsea's like, you just need to tickle the nostril. Well, I was trying to twist it and tickle. Twist and tickle. That's what I'm trying to do.
My wife just texted, you two are dumb.
I tried to tell him, Elizabeth. I did. It's stupid.
Shoot. Well,
why are we doing this?
Obviously,
just let the TikTok girl have her moment.
Obviously, we need pepper, but I didn't think well enough in advance to bring pepper. That'll be our attempt.
That's great.
Thank you guys for
quality radio
coming along on the ride with us. That was tough.
But just your face, though. I got a really good screenshot, though. I got a really good screenshot.
I bet you did.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Thank you, Rob. He texts in and says, did you know you sneeze, it speeds up to 100 miles an hour, so maybe it's good that we didn't do that.
Oh.
I mean, it could have been detrimental to the things around us.
Sounds like it.
Hey, you know most nursing homes and senior care facilities have peaceful names like Shady Acres, Pebble Creek, you know, that sort of thing.
Serenity Lane.
Right.
Yeah, all those kinds of things.
Yeah,
yes.
There's a reason why you don't hear of Devil's Tower as a senior living facility, right?
That sounds aggressive.
Yeah. Well, this is setting the bar story. It's in that vein, okay? Setting the bar story time.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, most nursing homes and senior care facilities have peaceful names like Babbling Brookside, Shady Acres, Pebble Creek, things like that. So,
yeah.
If you can manage to make it through the day without mistakenly naming your nursing home Skeleton Court, you're doing okay.
What? Why?
It was a typo.
Okay.
But this dude at a bus stop there in the UK saw an ad for a senior care home called Skeleton Court. Uh-huh. Took a picture of it and wrote on Twitter, bold choice of name considering the age of many residents.
Yep.
So it's really a typo, and it's a village called Skelton. Skelton Court.
Oh, Skelton. Oh,
the advertisement had a typo.
Oh, no.
And it made it Skeleton Court.
Oh, that is unfortunate. Oh, gosh.
It's a pretty bad fail on behalf of whoever made it, because...
Yeah.
I mean, Skelton Court, by the way, the people who work at Skelton Court have heard about this mistake, and they've apologized, and they're trying to get it fixed. But for now, Skeleton Court it is.
Okie dokie. Well, just don't show the brochure to anybody living there.
Right.
Maybe. As long as they don't know.
Oh, good. Shoot. Yeah. Fun stuff there. So, again, we tweeted the picture. You can see it yourself at Ben and Kelly Show. They're on 99.7 DJX. That's your Setting the Bar story. So we have had this guy on the show before. Joel James is his name. And he has a talent. And that talent is he learns songs in reverse. He sings them in reverse and then flips it around and sees how close he is to the actual song. And the results are absolutely shocking. Like, he is way better than it should be, right?
Uh-huh.
So I figured we'd play a little game with Kelly, all right?
Okie dokes.
All right, so I just need you to guess what song he is singing. And again, you're going to hear it in reverse. Ready?
Oh, this is going to be more difficult than I think. Okay.
All right. Rewind. All right. What do you think, Kelly?
OMG, I have no idea.
Now, again, he isn't singing this front ways and flipping it around. He is learning it backwards, singing it backwards.
So that's the way he's performing it.
That's exactly right.
That is bizarre.
Do you have a guess?
I don't know. Is it like a Shawn Mendes song?
Do you want to hear a little bit more of it? I'm not going to play the entire, because it's like 20 seconds, but here, I'll give you like the last 10 seconds of it.
Rewind.
And are you going to stick with Shawn Mendes?
Yeah, I'll stick with a Shawn Mendes song.
I will
song.
Say it is a very recognizable song.
Okay. All right. Gosh, I'm going to feel really dumb when you tell me the answer. Tell me the answer.
Right, I'll do you one better. I'll play you the answer.
That.
Oh my gosh!
He Rickrolled us.
Rick Astley? That's crazy. That's messing
and
with my
so,
brain.
Yeah, so he legit performed that in reverse and then reversed what he sung, and you got that. He Rickrolled us.
That's
he Rickrolled us.
Insane.
Yeah, he is incredibly talented. We've tweeted out the video. You can see it for yourself at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. I refuse to believe this news that Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello have reportedly broken up again.
Stop talking.
This is after they had rekindled that romance that was, 2 years strong, and then they took a pause, took a break, and then earlier this year sparked at Coachella. They were seen kind of hanging around each other, and then
stop it.
News of them just kind of going around with one another.
No more talking.
And it just seemed like the world was healing itself.
and they were always right because they were back together. It was going to be forever and forever.
Now, a source. This is Us Weekly, so who knows, right?
Well, no, the source saying they broke up is The Sun. Do we believe The Sun?
Yeah, I don't want to, but like I said, I refuse to believe this rumor that they have yet again split for a second time.
Right, because the source that talked to Us Weekly as early as, what, like 8 days ago said that everything was going great. And they were like practically living together and traveling all over the place together and everything was great. It was great. That's what they said. And Us Weekly, you know, you tend to believe them more.
Okay.
That's what I think. I'm putting all my eggs in that basket right now.
Okay. Well, anyways, like I said, I just want to put this out there that we here at DJX refuse to believe it. We're not going to go down the rumor, all that innuendo and nonsense. Absolutely not.
No, except for we did put it on the website. So, yeah, it's there.
Well, have we at least said we refuse to believe it?
Yes, we did.
Okay, then.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. I started off with, no, that's what I said.
Okay, well, that's not really saying we refuse to believe it. That's just saying no.
Okay, I'll add that.
Like, okay, thank you.
We refuse to believe.
Because we do refuse to believe it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I added that. Okay.
I know. I get it. I get it that it's been a troubling 15 minutes for those of you who have been listening here recently. Tracy said, first this guy singing in reverse, now this.
I know.
It's a lot.
It's an emotional roller coaster. Already, we get it.
Coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
We need to cleanse our souls. Something. You know what? We're talking about love being dead. But now, let's talk about love being found on TikTok. There was a viral story last year. A woman who worked in a coffee shop in Scotland wanted to track down the cute coffee shop boy.
Okay.
Wanted TikTok to help her shoot her shot. There is an update.
All right, we have an update. Rema Selena Gomez, Calm Down, 99.7 DJX. She took in a soccer match recently, updated her fans on TikTok. I guess answered the questions, is she seeing Zayn Malik? Is she seeing Drew Taggart from the Chainsmokers? This is what she had to say.
I'm single! I'm just a little high maintenance, but I love you so much.
She's on the side of the soccer field.
Wow.
She's just putting it out there, you know? And, you know, those soccer players, they, I guess, you know, they've got those athletic builds, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, so she's just letting them know, hey, look, guys.
I'm single!
All right, cool.
I'm single.
Got it. Thank you, Selena. We just want you to be happy. All right, feel good stories.
Okay, so maybe you heard about the story last year. TikTok was invested in this woman named Sophie. She's based in Scotland. Last year, she works at this coffee shop, and she got on there to ask followers to help her find the cute guy who always comes into the coffee shop.
Okay.
And she shared it under her handle at Young Oat Milk. And she said she wanted to shoot her shot by making the guy, you know, a free coffee and using her barista skills to write a decorative "You're cute" with milk on top of it.
All right.
So then the clip ended with, you know, he looked pleased, took a photo of it. And then she said she'll keep everybody updated. But then it's like been a year.
Oh,
it was seen like more than 250,000 times, liked by more than 32,000 people. A year later, she's finally updated everyone that, yes, they have been dating for a year. She showed a little clip of her on a train going to London to see him. And then just little quick little snaps of them like holding hands and like having coffee together. And just like, so yeah, they got together.
Oh, wow.
And they're still dating.
What a fun little update.
And have been for a year. So, yes, we may still be mourning the possible loss of Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello again. But we have the TikTok coffee shop girl and her dude. Yay.
All right.
Love is alive on TikTok.
That's something.
It's a cute little story. You can do a deep dive at WDJX.com.
I don't know how familiar you are with ChatGPT. It's kind of that AI website that helps you write things. And there have been a lot of, well, maybe I shouldn't say a lot. There have been several kids who've been in the news recently before literally copying word for word what ChatGPT spits out when they're trying to like write a paper, and they're easily caught because it says stuff in it like, you know, ChatGPT is not responsible for inaccurate.
They didn't take that part out.
Right, exactly.
Seriously?
Getting lazy with it a little bit,
oh,
you know?
Rookie mistake.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it's kind of one of those fun websites. It's kind of fun to just like play around with every now and then. So Tara, listener of ours, discovered that her husband had been playing around with that website.
There's another use that maybe you didn't think about.
And I am noting that right now.
Okay.
For this weekend.
All right. You are?
Yeah, why not, Kelly?
Okay.
I mean, you're not my wife.
No, I am not.
So don't worry about it.
Okie dokie then.
So don't worry about it.
Oh, things just got real awkward.
For
real
who?
Awkward. Me.
Oh, okay.
And all of us. All of us.
I mean, it would be weird if you and I were in a relationship and I was just admitting these sort of things.
No, all of it. I'm real awkward.
If you and I were and you saw these very things. Okay, we're here. Think about that when we when we get into Tara's group therapy.
Oh.
On the way.
Why? Why? Let's just keep the focus on Tara where it should be.
Yeah, Kelly and I, we've done a morning show for many, many, many years.
Uh-huh.
Never seen each other naked.
No, well, that's not true. I mean, you have been naked behind a guitar in various stages of undress, and I've had to take photos of it.
Listen, yeah. There's never been full frontal.
No, that's
true. And it has not been reciprocated.
That is true.
You have 100%. Not been behind a guitar fully.
Exactly.
Without clothes.
Not going to be.
Okay. I'm scratching that bit off for the 8 o'clock hour.
Exactly. Not happening.
Anyways, group therapy on the way. And by the way, if you've got a situation, you're like, you know what? I need Ben and Kelly to ruin my life. Then message us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
It's more like I need some other opinions, maybe new perspective.
I mean, hey, potato, potato, right?
Uh-huh.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Tara says, hey, Ben and Kelly, wanted to reach out regarding something I found on my husband's laptop.
Uh-oh.
I wasn't snooping.
Okay.
I frequently use it, and the other day I grabbed it to print something from my email, and I noticed he had ChatGPT open, which I wouldn't have even known what that was had I not listened to your show.
Yeah, that's kind of an AI-generated website where you can, you know, it'll suggest things based on, you know, the items that you put in it.
Exactly. Anyway, I thought I'd check it out to see what all the hype was about. Well, what I found was eye-opening.
Okay.
There were a number of stories it had generated based on specifics my husband had suggested.
Okay.
These stories were very romantically graphic.
Oh.
Things I didn't even know he was into. I will say there was no mention of other women other than me.
All right, well, that's good.
But I was still a little shocked. Don't know if I should say something or maybe surprise him in real life with some of these ideas.
Hey there.
Or should this be concerning that he's clearly into things that have never really been a part of our life at all?
Mm.
Thanks so much. What do you think?
I mean, I think you go in on it.
All like, all right, recreate a scene.
Yeah, why not? Like, uh-huh. take what ChatGPT spit out and do it.
That will definitely tell him that you read what he wrote.
Well, yes.
Or what was written.
Yes, and there could be an embarrassing factor in that for sure. But, you know, based on what it is, maybe he's not even going to care.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Okay.
If that were you, Kelly.
Oh, Lord. I would probably say something before I would recreate a scene. Like, so, ChatGPT's got a sassy side, huh? That's probably how I'd start the conversation. That's probably how I'd start the conversation.
That seems on brand for you.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't present?
Act out a scene? No. I don't.
present.
And now presenting your nighttime entertainment, starring me.
I mean, there are a couple people so far on Facebook that are like, I think it was meant to be private and personal, so don't bring anything up. But a lot of people are saying, use it.
Yep. They're like, bring it to life. That's what Cheyenne said. There's no mention of other women. I'd be buying whatever I need, LOL. Could be fun. Get a bottle of wine, tell them what you found, and go to Cirilla's.
Yeah, you know what? How about instead of a bottle, maybe get a box wine just so there maybe is a little bit more. And
a box wine?
Yeah, and just start down that path. You know, maybe it's just you and he on the evening, and just, yeah, let's see what it happens, right?
Okay. All right. Everybody is team, like, bring it to life.
I mean, all right. Let's get a guy's opinion. Derek texts us and says, mention to him that you read it. And if you're willing to try what you read, then tell him that too, because he'll be down.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Brittany says, girl, if you use that laptop frequently and he left the app open, he's totally wanting you to know the ball is in your court.
Yeah, oh. I think that's that well. Be. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he purposefully left that open. I mean,
he probably just forgot.
He probably did. Knowing how I am and knowing guys, it's
yeah, that seems more calculated than most guys would be.
More than likely, I just close my laptop and without closing the 50,000 tabs that I have open, and go about my day. All right. So if you want to chime in, you can. Would love to hear maybe your opinion, but then more importantly, I'd love to hear your story of what either you discovered and how long it took for you to discover
something. A new fun fact about your spouse?
Yeah. That's what I would like to hear.
Yeah, new fun facts.
795-1997, 795-1997, because I think a lot of people right now are going, girl, just roll with it. Like, let's take it, learn something about your husband.
Tony just texted a gif of Rachel and Ross. Rachel's dressing up in the Princess Leia gold bikini.
Oh, yeah, from Friends.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. 795-1997. Would love to hear your stories on the way next. Tara discovered her husband was on ChatGPT, and a number of stories it had generated were very romantically graphic. She was a little shocked, but was wondering, should this be concerning,
or
should
do I mention
she
it?
Surprise him with what he, you know, searched for, things like that. And then I was kind of curious as to what you found out about your spouse after you got together.
Uh-huh.
real quick, Laura writes on Facebook, I'd use what you've learned, spice things up. You can have a conversation with him saying you stumbled upon it. Then ask how y'all can do some of these things together. All right. I think a lot of people have kind of landed on that. So, yeah, I mean, if you're not disgusted by any of this, Tara, go for it.
Yeah. Sarah says, I don't know what this chat is, but I have a brain, so I can put two and two together. So I'm going to assume he knows you use this laptop from time to time. It wasn't out of the ordinary kind of a thing that you used it. You say you're the only woman he mentioned in the chats. To me, it sounds like he wanted you to see it, but wasn't sure about going about discussing it with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my opinion, if you're open to the idea, some of the things, casually bring them into, you know, your life.
All right.
See how it goes.
So now what did you find out about your spouse after you got together? Got a message from a listener that she leaves 1 second on the microwave every time because she doesn't want it to beep.
I do that. I do that, especially if like people are still asleep in the house or something and you don't want it because it's loud.
But doesn't it beep when you stop it, though?
No.
Oh, it doesn't?
No, ours doesn't.
Oh.
Now, of course, there's a loud clicking when you open the door. Like, mm-hmm. That's not a really quiet process either, but... Still, yeah, I do that.
George said, my wife can speak French.
Oui, oui.
He said, we were on vacation last February in the French Polynesia, and my wife starts talking French to everyone, talking French. We've been married for 15 years.
Oh, my God.
You know what?
He never knew she had the ability to speak French in 15 years. That's awesome.
Listen, there is no way that she did not 100% plan that.
Yes, she probably got like a Rosetta Stone or something like that before your trip, did some secret lessons so that she could like whip that out and surprise you.
Not even that. She's just, maybe she just knew that, and then she, this trip comes along and she's like, you know what? I'm going to blow his mind.
Candlemass, what a laugh. Here we go. It's a just for that.
Another listener said, things I learned after the fact. I thought that I was the disorganized, messy one. Turns out I was not the disorganized, messy one.
Oh, no.
And then finally, Ashley, that 3/4 of the time he spends in the bathroom is spent on his phone. For years, I thought he was just struggling with digestive issues. Listen, let me just speak as a man here, and I'm going
to
go ahead.
You don't have to, though. You don't have to. I don't think we need that picture of you in our minds, do we?
Kelly, it is my job. I have a microphone. I have a platform here. I need to speak for all men because we're a mass appeal radio show here, Kelly. We have men. We have women. We have all types that listen, but we do have a majority of women listeners, so maybe they don't know this.
Uh-huh.
So, as a guy, a lot of times you do your business, but maybe you're just not ready to go back out yet.
So you just hang out in the bathroom?
Hang out
just
a little
escaping
bit.
Escaping the world for just a little longer, scrolling.
You do your Wordle. You maybe reply to some emails.
You're still doing Wordle, really?
Oh, yeah, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's those little victories I do every single morning before the show. Okay. It just gets me going.
That's great for you.
You reply to some text messages you've been slack on.
See, that's the part. It's the emails and the text messages now that anyone's going to get from you. They're going to wonder, wonder if Ben sent that from the bathroom.
100%.
And most of them are probably going to be, yep, probably did. Probably did.
All right. Hey, thank you guys so much for all the responses. And Tara, again, back to your situation. I think you're fine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, you use that laptop often, so he's not going to be surprised that you came upon it.
Right.
And so, you know, you can either choose to say, hey, I saw some sassy little ChatGPT stories, what's up? Or you just, you know, kind of not say anything and recreate one of them.
There you go.
Let us know how it goes.
That
or
is group...
actually, don't let us know how it goes.
No. Don't listen to Kelly. Let us know how it goes. Take pictures. Send them to us.
Oh, God.
All right. That is your group therapy. All right. Let's play a fun little game called Minute to Win It. I try to give it a lot of oomph.
You jazz it up, yeah.
Yeah, I try to. Let's introduce you to Becca calling us from Middletown. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
Becca's got blonde hair, drives a Mazda, works for Norton Hospital, and is engaged.
Awesome.
Becca, how long have you been engaged?
A year in May.
Oh, very cool. Do you have a date set, or is it still kind of just like you're trying to figure that all out?
We're still trying to figure it out.
All right.
That's okay. All right. When it all comes together, all the moons align, it's going to be good.
Yeah, you'll get there, Becca.
Yeah.
She sounds less sure.
I was going to say, you don't sound as confident as we do, Becca.
I'm just nervous a little bit.
Okay.
All right. It's all good.
It's all fine.
All right, Becca, minute to win it. We're going to give you 60 seconds. 10 simple pop culture questions coming your way for free tickets. Now, if you don't know a question, just say pass. And your time will start after I finish asking the first question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Deep breath, Becca. We can do this together. All right, here we go. Racing Louisville plays what professional sport?
The game begins in 3.
Oh, pass.
iCarly stars Miranda Cosgrove or Selena Gomez?
Miranda Cosgrove.
True or false? Kelly Clarkson won America's Got Talent.
True.
What's the mascot for Bellarmine?
Oh, my God. A bulldog?
Who is Ben Affleck married to?
Jennifer Lopez.
Pete Davidson used to star on what weekend sketch comedy show?
Oh, I don't know. Pass.
Who is actress Lily Rose Depp's famous dad?
Johnny Depp.
Across the Spider-Verse is about what superhero?
Spider-Man.
Modelo Especial has reportedly claimed the title of America's most popular what?
I don't even know who that is.
Nick Lachey was in what former band, boy band?
I don't know.
Okay, let's go back to Racing Louisville plays what professional sport?
Derby? I'm not from here. I don't know.
Okay, it's all good. All right, so here, let's go through some of those. I think you got...
You're going to do a lot of learning today. That's the best part about this.
You got 1, 2, 3 correct. That's not great. Racing Louisville plays what professional sport, Kelly?
That is soccer. It's yes. The women's soccer team.
Yes.
Here in town.
Yeah, I don't watch soccer.
Oh, that's okay. Right. That's all right.
It's all right.
Lynn Family Stadium. It's a beautiful facility here in town. Check it out.
True or false, Kelly Clarkson won America's Got Talent?
It was American Idol.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. She was the first American Idol.
I mean, that
American
was like 20
Idol.
Years ago.
It was. You'll just know that Kelly Clarkson's famous because she won the first American Idol.
Mm-hmm. What's the mascot for Bellarmine?
Knights.
Yeah, that's the
Knights. Bellarmine Knights, yeah.
Who is Ben? Oh, you got that one.
Yep, she got that.
Yep, Pete Davidson used to star on what weekend sketch comedy show?
We know Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
I knew that one. I just couldn't think of it.
I know.
Right there. I get that. Modelo Especial has reportedly claimed the title of America's most popular what?
That is not a person. It's a brand of beer.
Yeah, that is beer.
It's beer.
Beer. Modelo.
I don't drink beer. It's nasty.
Yeah, oh. No, same. Oh. Same. Same. Arbor Mist.
Becca. Nick Lachey was in what former boy band?
98 Degrees, and he's from Cincinnati.
Yeah, Cincinnati. All right, well, cool. Hey, Becca, you didn't do great, but you know what? In a pinch, we're going to give you those tickets, so congratulations.
We have low standards. Look at that.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
If you had called me any other day, I would have done so much better because I do these every morning, and I'm like, yes, I should so go on it.
See? Well, the hot seat is different. The glare of the spotlight and the hot seat, it's a real thing.
It is real. Well, you did great. You know what? Pat yourself on the back because you did, well, I shouldn't even say great. You did okay.
You learned things about the city, though.
You learned
things. There was learning that happened.
All right, Becca. Thanks. Hang on. Thanks for being a part of the show. Hang on the line another quick sec, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
See, she's got a lot going on. There's little kids around her. I hear
kids.
It. Yeah.
No, I know.
There's things.
There's things happening in your
there's
life.
There's juggling happening.
Oh. And then she's got to try to do a game show on the radio.
I know.
My gosh.
Dang it.
How? I feel good stories. Kelly Kay.
I could watch these stories all day long. A military dad traveled more than 30 hours from Dubai to see his daughter, Pamela, graduate from UNLV. U.S. Navy Petty Officer Second Class Douglas Hernandez flew in for the surprise.
Cool.
Listen to that crowd.
Yeah, that's cool.
She said, I had no idea what was going on. Thought he might be, you know, popping up on a screen somewhere. Didn't know he was going to be in person. And he had missed, like, her high school graduation, some other graduations in her life. And so he wanted to make sure that he did not miss her college graduation.
There you go.
Great video. WDJX.com.
Kelly, I know you're always trying to sell things on, like, Facebook Marketplace and stuff like that, right?
Oh, yeah. We've been selling a ton of stuff lately.
Could you imagine, I guess, hearing us talk about something that you had just sold and then realize that it was worth a lot more than what you had sold it for?
That would hurt my heart. That would crush my soul.
So this guy in Los Angeles, he sold a chair at auction that he had purchased on Facebook Marketplace for only $50. And here, listen to him.
It's the morning of the auction. My chair is the next lot. I can't wait to see how much it goes for. If you're new here, I'm Justin, and I bought a chair off of Facebook Marketplace for $50 in February. And today, in like 1 minute, it goes to auction.
Yeah, so literally, like, Sotheby's is doing an auction of this chair that he bought.
Oh, Sotheby's is doing this? Oh, my gosh.
Is that how you say it? Sorry.
Yes.
First, say 26. 22. 28. Back here, I'm 30. On the telephone. Will you say 32? 70,000 here.
For a dumb chair.
This bit, I'll take 80 if you like.
Last chance. At 85, it's yours.
85,000?
85,000
for a chair?
Yes. Justin, he posted to his Instagram, it apparently was a 1931 rare high back wing chair that he found on Facebook Marketplace. He decided to buy it for $50, then realized what he had, then auctioned it for $85,000.
Oh my goodness. Now here's the moral dilemma. Do you go back to the seller and be like, hey, did you understand what you had? No, we don't.
No.
We take the $85,000.
Yeah, I was going to say, that moral dilemma is easy for me. No.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, legit, that could be a setting the bar story, really. Like, if you can manage to make it through the day without
selling an $85,000 chair for $50 on Marketplace. Oh, wow. Oh, I'm pretty sure we don't have anything that valuable. I'm fairly confident.
All right. If you want to see or read more about it, you can go to @BenAndKellyShow on Twitter. We tweeted it out. @BenAndKellyShow is a great place to get a hold of us. You can always message us. We'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see maybe what we can do for you.
Okay. So this one is a little complicated. Heather said, hey, Ben and Kelly, can I say up front that I absolutely love your show?
Well, absolutely, you can. Thank you.
You can. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we allow that.
I need to ask you and maybe your listeners something. Should I tell my boyfriend of 8 months that I want him to do something for my upcoming birthday?
Mm-hmm.
I just realized I'd like some gesture of, let's celebrate that you were born. I'm not looking for a streamer cannon, going out to dinner, or a gift in the $50 to $20 range would be great. You know, I want to see what he does on his own, but I know I'll be disappointed if it's nothing. Okay. And I don't know if I'm setting him up for failure. If it matters, I took him out to dinners for his. Thanks so much. So she's not looking for much. She said going out to dinner or something like in the $5 to $20 range would be fine.
So she's okay. So obviously she, maybe not obviously, but I don't feel like she has confidence that her boyfriend is going to do anything.
Like
if she
acknowledge it at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there must be something that he has done already that she's like, uh-oh, I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows.
You know, I think maybe it's something as simple as, so what are we going to do for my birthday? And just put it out there and just to A, remind him that it's coming up. B, let him know you want to do something. I feel like saying something like that is probably all that's needed. Especially, she doesn't need a surprise party. She doesn't need him to plan a trip. You know, she doesn't need anything like that. She just wants some acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Just, like, make me feel special that day.
And at 8 months in, yeah, I mean, I you're right. Maybe you're not at the point where it's like something along the lines of jewelry or expensive items, but something simple that's easy. I like Kelly's suggestion of just a, hey, so my birthday's coming up next week.
What are we doing? Yep.
Just want to make sure I got the night free. Hint, yep. hint.
Uh-huh. I think that's really all she needs to do, especially since she doesn't have lofty expectations. If she had like grandiose ideas of what she was going to need to feel happy and that he was doing a good job acknowledging the birthday, then we might be in a little bit more of a pickle. But she's got really, you know, simple needs.
Okay. I think that's simple. There you go. Hopefully that helps.
Fixed it.
Happy early birthday.
Yes.
Heather, I don't know when it is either, but I'm just going to go out and say, hey, happy early birthday. You look great for whatever age you are.
Already getting a shout out on the radio. That's fun.
That is fun for sure.
If you laugh, you lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. Yes, Kelly, I am in possession of this You Laugh, You Lose trophy, and it's beautiful, I got to be honest. It's
sparkling.
100% what, plastic and...
A little dusty.
No, it's not dusty. It's plastic and marble.
Plastic and marble. And some paper and tape.
Jokes. Losers go first. Kelly, that's you.
That's me. That's me. I'm the loser in this scenario. That's where I'm starting. Started from the bottom. Now I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Tim's on your side. He says, go, Ben.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Can't understand why my calculator just stopped working.
Yeah?
Doesn't add up.
Mm. You know, my wife told me that none of my B jokes are funny. Yeah, it really stung.
Bet it did.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
What?
A detective showed up at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Asked me where I was between 5 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
I told him kindergarten.
Yeah. Y'all know why I'm not really scared of trees? All bark, no bite.
Yeah. Yeah. Shouldn't be afraid of them.
Nope.
Pretty much just going to stand there, too.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I had an appointment with my psychic next week
uh-huh.
to see my psychic. She called me up and told me I wouldn't be able to make it.
Okay. Oh, okay. Recently, I was fingered for a crime, Kelly.
Yeah?
A little uncomfortable, but seemed like a weird punishment.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Not going to brag, but I made 6 figures last year.
Wow.
Yeah. They did name me the worst employee at the toy factory.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Why did the bread break up with the margarine?
Why did the bread break up with the margarine?
Because it found someone butter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to hand it to short people.
Okay.
Because they can't reach it on their own.
Ah. My grandfather has the heart of a lion, the stomach of a bear.
Yeah.
And a lifetime ban from the zoo.
Oh. Oh. Oh, Grandpa.
Nah.
That's not what we do.
No.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Instructor in my self-defense class said that the most effective place to kick a man is near his knees.
Ooh.
Personally, I think it's nuts.
Yes, that would be accurate. You know, guys, the next time you're having an argument with your wife, just start undressing. She'll instantly get a headache and then go to sleep. I'm not speaking from experience. Thank you very much.
Right. Got it. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I used to be a programmer for autocorrect.
Okay.
But they fried me for no reason.
Oh, no!
Right?
Knots!
Yes!
Ducking knots!
Ducking knots!
For the longest time, scientists believe in a treatment for erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
But until Viagra came along, there was no hard evidence. Ducking crazy.
Wow. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I just locked eyes with a spider.
Oh.
But instead of killing him, he just ran away and hid so he can spend the night stressing about where I am.
Oh.
Right?
Right.
Reverse psychology.
That's right. I don't know if you heard this, though. A naked yeah. woman robbed a bank in broad daylight.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wasn't caught either because no one from the bank remembers her face.
I bet.
They were looking They were looking elsewhere.
They were distracted. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I tried to explain to my son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop your pants.
Oh.
He's still making fun of me, though.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Taking back the trophy.
Yeah, take the trophy. Take it, take it, take it. I mean, messy, but that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, you know.
You can do what you gotta do.
It's for the bit.
Do it for the bit. For
sure. Do it for the bit.
All right, there you go. It's You Laugh, You Lose. Brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club. Right here on 99.7 DJX. You're setting the bar story on the way. Stupid fact of the day?
Do some learning.
Yeah, this is stuff we find on the internet. We bring it to you as fact. I didn't know this existed until today.
Okay.
It's a little on the sassy side, as you like to say, Kelly, but I feel like we're all adults here.
Okay, do we need to put a PG-13 rating on this?
I mean, I guess, if you want to.
Okay.
Today is National Sex Day. Let's talk about sex,
baby. Let's talk about okay.
Origins unknown. It's celebrated on June 9th because numerically the date is 6-9.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, wow.
Again, don't know how you celebrate it. I've read books, though.
You don't know how you celebrate it?
Like I said, I've read books.
Oh,
pamphlets.
Sir.
I've read pamphlets.
Did you accidentally get three kids?
Did I accidentally get
three? All right.
I'm still trying to figure that out.
All right.
I will come to the bottom of this if it's the last thing I do.
That's great.
All right.
So, all right. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I don't know if you celebrate or not, but there you go. There's something for you today.
If you didn't have plans, maybe now you can have plans.
If you didn't have plans, put it on the calendar.
All righty then.
There you go. That's your stupid fact of the day here on 99.7 DJX from the show that cares. All right, state of the bar time, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, if you can manage to make it through the day without blowing your parents' life savings buying online video games, you're doing okay.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
It's the $64,000 mistake.
Oh, wow.
This teenager... it happened in China, drained her family's life savings buying pay-to-play mobile entertainment.
How in the world did they not figure that out? Because that had to be over time, right?
It was since the beginning of the year.
Oh, my gosh.
Like a five-month period of time. Yes.
And they just weren't checking.
And I guess they weren't. Yeah, the debit card was hooked up to her phone or whatever. And so...
it was a debit card and they still didn't notice?
And their 13-year-old had no clue. Or, you know, she basically had no clue her 13-year-old was doing this.
Oh, my gosh.
And
but
she,
did the 13-year-old know that that was attached to real money?
I think so. Now, she denies that she knows exactly how the money or where the money was coming from. But,
uh-huh.
I mean, the kid's 13. You know, she probably got caught there. She didn't realize the actions that she had. But my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Like, yeah, video game money is real. When you are going to buy a game or in-app purchases,
yeah,
that's real money that comes out of your real bank account. No, mom and dad are real mad.
Yeah. She went on a five-month spending spree, which totaled an estimated $16,800 on game accounts and nearly $30,000 on in-game purchases.
Oh, my goodness. And again, they didn't notice.
Yeah. The daughter claimed she wasn't aware where the money came from or the tabs she racked up.
Or that she should ask, hey, mom, can I buy this game?
Right. However... she had deleted transactions and messages to hide the evidence from her parents.
So she didn't know. She did know.
She
knew exactly what she was
doing. She knew she was doing something wrong.
Yeah. Okay, then.
How long is she grounded for?
Forever.
Oh, my
forever.
Gosh.
And she's getting a job, and she's going to pay back all of that.
$4,000.
Yep. She's going to work however many years it takes to pay all of it back, because she knew what she was doing. She's old enough to know what she was doing. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. So there you go. A little set of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without blowing your parents' life savings buying online video games, you're doing okay.
Oh, and parents, let's pay a little bit more attention to the bank account.
I mean, okay? That may be a good idea. Yeah,
let's check the expenses.
Maybe more than once every 5 months. That would be good.
Let's check in.
That is your set of the bar story. Yes, Easter egg hunt is happening in a couple weeks. Crumble cookies in Jeffersonville, pink tag at the mall. You got to get in and get qualified first, because 13 lucky people will get to Easter egg hunt, and someone's going to go to the show in July 1st there in Cincinnati. So that's pretty cool there. WDJX.com, just tap win. And I don't know how much I want to believe the fact that Taylor's already jumping on to date this Los Angeles Laker.
Oh, I would doubt it highly.
I highly doubt it, too, especially when the brother is chiming in, like, crying laughing on social media and going, yeah, the biggest thing about this is that you said he was in a bar. He would never be or yep. something like that.
Exactly. Well, and again, I don't think athletes are Taylor's style.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like she has in the past dated musicians, actors.
Yes, musician actors.
Yeah, that's yep. kind of been her,
that's her lane.
Thing. But again, we just hope she's happy and in a good space. That's really what is most important.
Okay.
All right. If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up. Podcast, WDJX.com. Everything from the week is up there as well. So you can binge it on the weekend if you need to. Anything else, Kelly?
Oh, gosh, I don't think so. Hopefully everybody has a great weekend. You get some relaxation. You get to recharge the batteries.
You doing anything this weekend?
Oh, all the normal, regular things. We have a basketball tournament in Indianapolis.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to be up in Indianapolis, too.
Well, there you go.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Mine's
we're going to be at the Pacers complex.
Oh, okay, yeah. We're going to be at the fairgrounds. It's Irish dance. That's why I'm up there. So,
oh, yeah, different.
Little bit different competition. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, hey, good luck to your competition up in Indy.
Good luck to the girls.
Thank you. All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you Monday.
Bye-bye.